Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take my mind and think through it. Take my heart and set it on fire for your holy gospel. Amen. Today, within the church, we begin a new liturgical year, as well as the holy season of Advent. We light the first blue candle on our Advent wreath, signifying the first of the four Sundays preceding the celebration of Christmas, and marking this as a time of hope-filled anticipation. These are 4 weeks that we look to God and hope, and I believe God simultaneously looks to us for hope. So this morning, let us briefly look at how we hope during these days, building upon what we have been focusing upon as a community of faith these recent weeks, and then how God hopes as well. Almost immediately upon getting through the Thanksgiving feast and the great victory of Kentucky over Tennessee, most of us begin to anticipate the celebration of our Lord's birth. We catch up, maybe, to where the department stores have already been, the media outlets, television, and begin with our eyes, ears, and even noses to sense that the season is upon us. And perhaps we begin to hope for something. As a little boy growing up on Long Island, I would always wish for a snowy white Christmas. On Long Island in December, a white Christmas is a rather rare thing. I believe that it only happened once in my childhood. However, wishing is quite different than hoping as a believer in Jesus Christ. Wishing, you see, is connected with our fears. Fears that maybe everything will not be the way that we would like it to be. I wish I were not. I wish it could be. I wish they would. Hope is something very, very different. Hope is trusting that something will be fulfilled, but not because of our wishes, but rather according to the promise of God through Christ Jesus. And it is only when we hope in this way, letting go of our wishes, that God can accomplish amazing things in our lives beyond our expectations and imaginations. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to announce that she would bear the Son of God, Mary responded in hope. She responded in hope when she said the words, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me." When we hope like this, when we hope like Mary, we are trusting in the providence, in the grace of God. And this is a big kind of hoping. What can you hope for this Advent that is big, that is open-ended, not based in fear, but instead based in our trust of God? Theologian and writer Harvey Cox, in his book, When Jesus Came to Harvard, writes, "It is universally known as the Sermon on the Mount and it is the longest segment of Jesus' teaching in the New Testament. With few exceptions, even the most religiously illiterate of my students had at least heard of the Sermon on the Mount before we discussed it in class. Still, despite the students' great expectations, he writes, "I sensed a certain disappointment in what they actually found. Was I presenting it wrong? As the years passed, I came to see what disappointed them were not the words of Jesus. What bothered students was that Jesus' words seemed out of reach, seemed beyond hope." For several weeks now, we have been reflecting upon "Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." God hopes in us this holy season of Advent. God in Jesus hopes that we will address and struggle to live this moral life that God's Son proclaimed. This is a morality born of the incarnation of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and through the decision of Mary to say yes to God. God hopes in Advent for a church and Christians that will hear anew the Sermon on the Mount and live the morality for which Jesus was announced and born, to live the hope that this color blue represents. What does Jesus have to say about war and peace? What does Jesus have to say about world hunger? What does Jesus have to say about poverty in Haiti and Eastern Kentucky? What does Jesus have to say about human sexuality? What does Jesus have to say about how we use our resources with which God has blessed us? What does Jesus have to say about the dignity of every human being? Who does Jesus say we are called to love? All of these are Advent questions. All of these are Advent hopes. So in Advent, we hope. And God hopes. As the first candle of Advent flickers and burns, may it be that your hope and God's hope meet and embrace in amazing ways. Amen.